Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Navi tells us in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin that Eliyahu HaNavi was once in need of sustenance. So Hashem told him to go to a certain widow and she would help him. And the words Hashem used were, Hine siviti sham isha almana lechalkelecha. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain you. And the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam Perek Gimel that this widow was not a prophetess. Hashem never came to her and spoke to her and told her what to do. So what does it mean that he commanded her? He gave her the will to want to feed Eliyahu. And so too writes the Chafetz Chaim. Any time a person helps us, it is Hine Siviti Sham. Hashem is commanding that person to help us. Hashem is giving the person the will to help us because Hashem wants us to be helped. A man told me he needs $25,000 every 15th of the month in order to keep his business running. It does not always come easily, but Baruch Hashem, he has seen a lot of Siyata Dishmaya. This past month, it was already the 11th and he didn't even have a dollar towards the 25,000. He called his friend for chizuk that morning in Emunah and his friend's words gave him a lot of strength. He made a normal hishtadlut, calling all the people who already owed him money from buying on credit, asking if they could pay early. But not one customer said yes. Any new order he would receive would also be on credit. So it did not appear likely that there was any way for this money to come. He said, I did all that I could, and I asked Hashem for help. That same day, he received an order from Kmart Sears for $25,700. He told them, while many of your stores are closing soon, you don't have credit right now. I could only make the sale if you pay up front. And they said, okay, no problem. And the money was wired to his account on the 14th of the month, 1 hour before the end of the day. He saw that money in his account and he said, Yishtabach Shemo, thank you, Hashem. Hashem sent that money. It was Hine Siviti Sham Sears Kmart Lechalkelecha. This is how it works every time we make a sale. When Eliyahu HaNavi went to find that widow, the Pasuk says, right when he entered the gates of her city, she was there gathering wood. And the Malbim writes, her house was not near the gates of that city. But Hashem caused her to be there, so Eliyahu wouldn't have to go look for her. Which means, Hashem put it into the heart of that woman to decide to go collecting wood at that exact time, so she would be there when Eliyahu arrived. When Hashem helps us, He uses people as His messengers. They are placed at the location they need to be in and are waiting for us when we come. Due to a change at work, a man I know recently had a large chunk of time become available during the morning hours for him to learn Torah. He was so excited because for years he was waiting for this opportunity. He told his wife about it, and then he mentioned there was one small problem. He has never really clicked with a steady study partner that he's comfortable with, and now to find someone that he likes during these specific hours was going to be very hard. He said there was one person that he learned with 20 years before who was on his level, who he got along with, who he accomplished so much with. He said, I wish I could learn with him, but I haven't seen that man in many years. The very same day, he walked into a shul for mincha, and lo and behold, his study partner from 20 years before was there. He went over to him to say hello, and then he asked if he was available to learn, and it just so happened that he was able to make time during those hours. That was Hashem setting up that meeting, causing both people to go to that shul that day. There are many examples in Tanakh similar to this one of Eliyahu HaNavi with the widow. And they all teach us how involved Hashem really is in our lives. Have a great day.